At 69, I'm searching for a new balance between self-responsibility and interdependence. Participating in the Aging with Grace group has helped me think about the changes I'm facing. I'm Robin McLean, a longtime South Church UU and recently a grandmother. Different experiences inform us about aging and death. I spent half of my career working for College for Lifelong Learning, the adult off-campus college of the university system. Adult development was our continuing education. When my mother was 69, she had Alzheimer's disease. She lived 7 years with it, dying at 75, supported by my father to the end. She was in a nursing home in the last year. Mom had forgotten her work as a state senator, sponsoring New Hampshire's living will legislation, but the nursing home staff remembered. Wanting to be responsible for my own future, I recently signed up for a continuous care retirement community. I'm not moving yet, but it's a plan with flexibility and security. This winter, I spent 5 weeks in California helping my daughter and her husband with their two babies, Malcolm and Fritz, who was born January 7th. I drove Malcolm, age 2.5, to preschool and did lots of loads of laundry, but mostly I was available to read to Malcolm and hold Fritz. What will I be in their lives as they grow up? Will FaceTime from Portsmouth be enough? Aging is so dynamic in small children as they grow and learn. Aging is less visible and usually less dynamic for people our age. The balance of independence and interdependence changes with a move, a fall, or an illness. We adults have different experiences, but there are patterns to aging. When I was 30, I helped on a regular basis to care for my grandmother in Manchester. She had dementia in her 80s, but she wanted to stay home. My grandmother still desired to be active. Once when I arrived, I noticed her skis were propped up next to the door and there were tracks to the house. I asked her if she went skiing and she said, "I guess I must have been skiing." Another time she stole the car after we took the keys away. To what extent can I take care of myself now and in future years? To what extent will I be interdependent with my daughter, Marion, and her two sons? I have been self-sufficient for many years by my own definition, but really I'm deeply intertwined with my family of origin and my friends. My brother Donald is another factor in my awareness of aging. Like me, he had hip replacement surgery. When I had my operations, I had to arrange with friends and my sister to help with support, meals, and rides. My brother's hip got infected post-surgery, and he spent a month in the hospital near where he lives in Twisp, Washington. He became addicted to opioid painkillers. His wife was overwhelmed, and she called his four siblings on the East Coast asking for help. Complicating the situation was Donald's responsibility for his adult son, a schizophrenic who lives in the same town. My brother Alan and I flew out to Washington almost immediately, arriving in the middle of a snowstorm. We mostly listened, and we sat with doctors and counselors, but we were present, and we did what we could to help, including making sure our nephew was okay. Later, our two sisters came out, and with their help, Donald found a residential drug treatment program. Today, he's back at work as a contractor. The balance keeps changing as I get older. Responsibility for myself, responsibility for those I love, and their responsibility to me. I know it's going to shift with aging surprises. I keep working on it. I relish the opportunity to stay connected to those I love. I'm still not sure how I can help my brother or what's the best way to be part of my daughter's life, but I do know that showing up with love enriches our lives.